Malnutrition is causing infections and other medical complications, says UNICEF. Across the Sahel region, nearly a quarter of a million children received treatment for drought-related illnesses in the first few months of 2012. Now, UNICEF needs another $146 million to sustain this work for the rest of the year. It hopes to treat over an estimated 1 million youngsters who need urgent help because of the area-wide drought. Dr. Bamidele Davis Omotola is a nutrition specialist with UNICEF.
If you look globally, you may be tempted to believe that Nigeria does not have the same problem as those in Niger, Mali, and Co., the other Sahelian states have. But if you now look deeper, you will find households that we have children who are as worse or as bad as what you find in these other countries. So it's a silent crisis because these children come from homes where their parents are already facing severe deprivation.
Water is hard to come by in northern Nigeria, clean water even harder. It takes 2 hours round trip to retrieve water from a muddy well. For millions, this is the daily routine. Farming is the main livelihood. Millet, guinea corn, and beans are what's grown here. But this is the hungry season, and they'll have to wait until October before the harvest comes. Farmer Jibrin Garba has 3 wives and a family of 18 to feed, so he needs other work to survive. At home, he turns his hand to tailoring to boost his meager income.
Farming earns me money, but I need to complement it with tailoring because I have enormous family responsibilities.
Tuwo, a porridge made from millet, is what Jibrin's family survives on. It may be rich in carbohydrates, but it's hardly a balanced meal. At Katsina General Hospital, they're seeing the effects of poor diet and malnutrition. 13-month-old Maria Aliyu was brought to the hospital with diarrhea and vomiting. She's quickly given treatment and will survive, but the cases keep coming. In the ward next door, we find the sickest patients. Children are always the most vulnerable, says Dr. Yahaye Mohammed.
They have immunosuppression. And these infections can affect the brain, can affect the heart, can affect the respiratory system, can also affect other systems. But the most common one is diarrheal disease, which is infection of the gastrointestinal system.
Markets on the border bring farmers from miles around. Cattle transported here from neighboring Niger are exchanged for Nigerian crops. It's a highly mobile population, used to hard times, but there's now a new challenge. There are growing concerns about security following high-profile sectarian attacks. Life in Nigeria, says Police Commissioner Abdullahi Magaji, is getting harder.
We put a lot of patrol, and we have people in plain clothes, both in the churches, in the mosque, in even your houses, without you knowing. We get a lot of information from the people, and the people are cooperating because they are all conscious of the security within themselves.
These images of Africa's most populous nation may mask the problems. Away from urban wealth lurks a silent crisis. 1 in 7 children in Nigeria will die before he reaches school age, says UNICEF, and malnutrition is one of the biggest causes. Some would say that's a world apart from the image this country often portrays. Jerry Adams, United Nations.